107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It is Wednesday, July 5th. Always a pleasure to be joined by City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. Martin, are you keeping cool? I know we got that heat wave, heat warning going
on. It has been warm and just trying to stay hydrated. That's the key, isn't it?
That's right. And Martin, you know, as we do say in terms of outdoor activities, don't overdo it.
Exactly. Yeah. Do not. Although we overdid it on Canada Day.
Oh, but what a success Canada Day was. The weather held off. It was great that day on the Saturday.
I was a little nervous just as we were marshaling around 5:30. I thought, oh no, here it comes. And you know, the parade was amazing. You know, a big shout out to everybody that was involved with organizing the parade. Dave Meyer did a great job marshaling again. The fireworks, Kinsmen just crushed it again. And down at Market Square, I ran into Dana Manning and her organizational skills of running an event down at Market Square. And that Market Square always mesmerizes me because it's serving as a Market Square as it once did 100 years ago and where people can come together. So a great Canada Day. Lots to celebrate in this beautiful community and beautiful country. And I'd be remiss if I didn't shout out to a couple people on city staff, Heather Denny, Jeremy Witzel and Adam Ryan, who just helped me so much with the events that took place, all of us with the events that took place. A great day.
It was a great day for Canada Day celebrations in the City of Stratford. And a shout out for Bethel Church for helping do a staff of barricades
Bethel
tour.
Bethel and the Saddle Club. Yeah. Bethel, they staffed every barricade, and we didn't have the key pieces to come away from the parade without any issues around safety.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was wonderful to see Jean Aitchison as a part of the parade, and she is an Order of Canada recipient. And
yes.
Speaking of which,
we have a new one. We kind of produce them here in Stratford.
I guess so.
Well, he comes to Stratford via, Jean came via Eastern Ontario. This gentleman came via Eastern Canada with Don McDougall being recognized. As you know, Don has been in our community for many, many years, doing many, many things. Just lately, at last year's Business Excellence Award, being named the Entrepreneur of the Year, and now being recognized with this major honor. It's exceptional. Now, Don, we know he's an entrepreneur with regards to building, etc., but also building athletics, and big part of bringing the Toronto Blue Jays to Toronto, and just an amazing man. A mentor for me. I look at what he's done in his past, and I think I got a lot more to do. But congratulations, Don.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the culture plan for a City of Stratford, for our area, or what this means,
yes,
the culture plan.
The cultural plan, you know, we undertook with an organization a program where we interviewed individuals and organizations about what they believe culture meant to them, whether it's buildings, whether it was their organization, whether it was arts or what have you. And that was presented, that document, I think it was 178 pages. I've got it in front of me. No, I stand corrected, 168 pages in front of me. That was presented to culture. And from that, they came away with 128 action items. And we know the economic benefits of culture in our community, whether, you know, it's the work by Destination Stratford or the Stratford Festival, bringing 1.7 million visitors to Stratford. And we know the economic spin-off from that. So, you know, of 140 million, I think, generating this year in economic impact from the festival alone. But then we have to also look at the social impact. It allows people, if we do cultural plan properly, it allows all people to feel part of the community. It's an important part of improving mental and physical health. And so we as a city have to look at the fact that we are changing. We are changing as a community with regards to diversity, which is an amazing thing. And we have to look at, do people feel like they belong in our community? And so the cultural plan will once again foster the economic growth where we should be going. Maybe we can expand something to improve the economic benefits, but also the social benefits. And we have lots to take away from that. As a community, if we have a proper cultural plan, then it'll bring people together from all walks of life. Not only do you feel welcome because there are things that represent you and your community, but people learn from those pieces that you bring to your community.
Okay, so can people access this plan or access this report?
The report is on city site, and certainly there will be more coming from council on this as well.
Okay, when we talk about things like, you know, social aspect, we talk about affordable housing or the lack of affordable housing, and you want to touch on something in terms of tiny homes.
Yeah, and we in Stratford, and tiny homes can mean many things, whether it's a suite within your home, it could be a small backyard item or a trailer or what have you, a small built for a loved one, a family member. But we also see communities around us, and we're challenged this way, building kind of tiny home communities for those people that are under sheltered, those people that are marginalized. And it's a real struggle. We have some communities that have stepped away from it, some communities that have made a big investment and are trying it. We know the biggest challenge right now, and it's very evident in our community, as in all communities, is the tent cities. And what do we do with that? And we have to be respectful because, and some people, you know, state that they're on public land. Yes, they are. But in the end, it's still their home. And so we have to find ways of sheltering those individuals. I come back to the attainable housing project that we're still in the mix for, that would address some of our most highly needy individuals in our community, the marginalized ones. So the tiny homes things, I'm not 100% sure yet whether we as a city should go there. I'm back and forth. I've been to several conferences on it. At this stage, I'd be leaning towards no, but building something that is more permanent, that provides all the services, all the wraparound services that these individuals need.
Okay, fair enough. And let's talk about some departures, some farewells happening.
Oh, yes. Chief John Parody, after 7 years with us, and he has been our fire chief and a director. He comes from a background of military, has served Canada abroad in many countries. He is now departing to be the deputy city manager. So that's kind of a step below a CAO of the city, taking a big turn and changing his career. We will miss Chief Parody for more than his abilities to guide us in safety in the firefighting world, but also at the director's table in city council.
Okay, there you go. But continuing to serve, that's a great
Absolutely.
News. And a welcome for a director of planning.
Yes, you know, one of the challenges we have and all communities have is around planning and around getting projects and having projects moving forward. And so we made the decision to hire a director of planning, and that gentleman is Adam Bettridge. He's not a stranger to this area. He served as a manager of planning in Perth County. He's been around several parts of the province, but we welcome him to oversee as a director the planning part only. And in the past, that was part of the infrastructure and development department with the great work of Taylor Crinklaw, but now we're dividing that out just to move projects forward. We know, as you mentioned earlier, the need for housing, and we need people with boots on the ground, those human resources, to move those projects forward.
Okay, fair enough. And I've got my final note here, family at City Hall.
You know,
I'm not sure what this is all about.
Talking
yet, right?
About family, you know, and it's been steamy hot in my office the last couple of days, but I got to be thinking that years upon years ago, there was a family that lived on the top floor of City Hall. And it's odd, the Orchard family, they were in the other day, and they're quite old now. And they came in to let us know that they lived there. And I didn't get a picture, I felt bad. But they lived there, and they said at nights it would be their playground. And our grandchildren were in yesterday, and I was thinking, gee whiz, they were just ripping around for about, you know, 15 minutes, having a little bit of fun. And, you know, council would be done or a meeting would be done and they would come down out of the third floor. And I thought to myself, that might have been a little bit warm on the third floor, mm-hmm. but a bit of have history that I thought it would have been neat for Stratford people to know. I said that to somebody yesterday. They said, never. Nobody living in the City Hall. I said, yes, it was.
Lots of stories.
Dad was the custodian. So anyway, that's just takes me back to the heat today. Please take care of yourselves.
And take care of your neighbors. Yes, check in on your neighbors.
Yeah, and your pets. Take care of yourselves.
That's right. And some great tips and advice with here on Perth Public Health. Of course, we'll share all that on our social media as well. Always a pleasure. City of Stratford Mayor Martin Rithma. Martin, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jamie, for taking the time this morning.